a village in faraway Chile is very grateful.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
In one part of Chile, water is scarce. They once had to haul in water from miles away. Scientists have now found a unique source of water. They hang huge nets high in the mountains, and these nets filter water from the clouds and fog that come in from the oceans. The people in this village are very grateful. Long ago, God told the priests of Israel to bless the people this way. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you his favor and give you his peace. This blessing assured people that God was present and eager to do them good. In response to this blessing, each tribe was to bring a voluntary offering to God. They realized they belonged to the Lord, and they knew that the blessings they enjoyed came from God. Just as these Israelites expressed their gratitude, and people of that Chilean village are grateful for their new gift of water, each of us should be grateful for the blessings God bestows upon us. First, we should give ourselves to God, as Romans 12, verse 1 urges us to do, because of the great salvation God has provided for us. We can also show our gratitude by the way we support causes dear to the heart of God, causes that spread the gospel of Christ, that help the poor and less fortunate, and promote justice in our world.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com